General Alexander testified to us that in 2009, the NSA did in fact go to the FISA court and found that it took 9 days average to be able to collect the information that was necessary. Are you aware of that?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's according to testimony by General Alexander. We also know... My time is up. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes, go ahead and finish your
question. Would you just let me finish?
Of course.
I really appreciate... Thank you. He can be very strict. This was used after the fact in the Boston bombing. But here's the difference. The Boston, they used emergency powers, and they were able to get information quickly. This is used to prevent an attack. So those of us that see it important to prevent another attack, I don't need to tell you, terrorism is up, groups have metastasized, we know they'll come after us if they can. There's a real litany here of fact. So the question comes, do you not find value, substantial value, in being able to prevent this attack?
So I find substantial value in any tool that helps us prevent attacks. I believe that 215 carries the potential to prevent attacks, and that's why I think it needs to continue. But one of the important issues, I think, is the question of efficacy for us did not really impact our view on the change in approach to the program. We do not believe that we're going to add a substantial burden to the government by making the changes we are suggesting. If something can't be done quicker than 9 days, then they need to make some changes to make that happen. We also wrote into our report an emergency provision so that in an emergency situation, when the intelligence community knows they need to move quickly, they'll be able to query the data without a court order going to the court after the fact.